Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of BB Naija Lowdown. Of course, we are here to spill the tea on all the ins and outs of the current Big Brother Level Up season. And when I say we, I mean myself, Velvet Sandpaper, and...
Oh, this is where we come in? We couldn't really try... Okay, all right. My name is Grace, and yeah, I'm your love girl. So yeah,
and my name is Dara.
Guys, enough. Beauty has been disqualified. Hot take, I think she should not have been disqualified.
Why though? I think she should have gone.
I mean,
in fact, I wanted her to go because she was doing too much. Like, first of all, you had a fight, you got a strike. Common sense did not tell you that you should calm down. You now went to fight, you now threw your wig again at somebody.
Something tells me that with the crescendo of this particular fight, she may have just learned her lesson this time. And we haven't seen an uninhibited beauty.
You will learn your lesson outside the house.
A beauty not under the influence for the first time in the party. So that, you know, we can really gauge how, you know.
I'm going to let y'all finish.
We've seen beauty not under the influence for the rest of the week. We've had enough of her. Thank you very much, beauty.
No, I honestly feel that.
Keep being the bad girl that you are outside the house.
I am not condoning violence. I am not. I feel like, you know, she could have... Thank ups to Scythe for really, like, you know, placing her back there and, like, saying, beauty, sit down, stay in your bed, all that.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I don't like you.
But I honestly feel that, you know, maybe, like, another strike and a half or something. She has too much potential to have left when she left. And I'm not blaming... I agree that she's wrong.
Yes.
But, like, a little bit of mercy. That's all.
You know, I don't want to lower the spirits, guys, but also, mental health is not a joke. Ladies and gentlemen, not everyone can keep it together.
I agree.
With all that pressure. True. Guys, she's not entirely at fault, and she's not the bad person who are making her seem like... Yes, we want to GoFundMe for her, sure. But... I want the name calling of beauty to stop.
So, like, stop.
She made a mistake, and she's going to be better for it, okay?
I agree
with you guys, but all I have to say is, if you can't take the heat, then get the fuck out of the kitchen. That's it, baby.
It all started from the Saturday night party, right? That's when everything, you know.
That's where it's
boom. So, highlights from the party. What do you guys think?
Me, I was just enjoying Hermes as he was enjoying himself because I love how he just enjoys himself every night. Like, he forgets all the drama, whatever that could be happening in the house, and he's just like, tonight, I'm gonna, you know, just get down.
I'm gonna get my groove on. It kind of seems like Groovy and Beauty Spice took away everybody's attention from every other thing that happened at the party.
Because
immediately Chomzy started, like, moving on to him. I feel like everybody's red lights just went off.
Everybody
like,
just
it's about to go down.
And then she walked right into it. Sometimes, you know, when they're setting you up, avoid,
like,
the trap.
Just avoid.
You literally just walked right into it. And then Chomzy was gloating for the better half of how many hours.
Because
I got to her. She wanted to be jealous. She was now high-fiving Chichi. Why would you be sitting down plotting somebody's downfall?
I feel like a lot of the housemates, they've gotten so caught up with all their lovey-dovey. This BB Naija is a game.
I agree.
And in a game, you take out your opponents because you want to win that 100 million naira.
I get what you're saying. So Chomzy basically just came on and, like, I'm going to scatter this. And she did what Modella was supposed to do.
I see the potential in Rachel. Rachel is going to do something.
Let's see. I'm not buying it.
Watch this, you guys. She went... I hope you've been enjoying the rehearsal. I'm here to bring the show.
If you don't bring it, my leg crew. Anyway.
Speaking of riders, let's talk about another set of people who were doing some riding.
And man, she rocked the boat. But let's call Khalid out first.
Girl! Oh no, we're going to face Khalid.
I mean, wait.
I have an issue.
Because
I mean, have a bone.
The person that rode.
This is where I sit
back
and let your talk.
The person that rode didn't exactly do anything wrong. But this man telling me that, lecturing you about how he cannot.
Lecturing Daniela.
Like, Daniela about certain things that you can't do.
My goodness.
But I mean, you can't drink alcohol, but you can have sex.
Like, the hypocrisy.
Sign me
for
up for that.
Because
Sign me up for that.
How do you want to. Okay, if we're trying to be all, you know, religious and whatever.
Yeah.
Sin is sin, right? If you think according to your culture that drinking
this
alcohol
is, not
is a sin, what do you think is, darling? It's a sin.
Because now it's almost like all we know Daniela to a sauce girl. It's just
and
that.
This is
and
like
Daniela
the fourth or the fifth
so
time. Are you trying to get pregnant, love? Are you trying to have a baby?
Somebody on Twitter said, we might be doing an Amy ceremony in April.
No, there are condoms.
If this guy stayed to the end of the game, there is no way. Oh, my Lord, there is nothing you will tell me. That girl
guys,
is going to be
condoms.
Pregnant.
We're just going to be praying for her that the condoms do not break.
Because
or when
she even wrote that day, I don't think that condom would have lasted.
This is not what we're talking about here, please.
Amaka should mind her business. If people are having sex, go and have your own sex.
You can't tell me nothing. That woman is a voyeur. She enjoys watching people having sex.
Like, Every single time.
From 0 to 100.
Do you know why? Every single time you just.
But true though. I think it's busybody.
No, she doesn't even stand up for that. Dara, she doesn't stand up for this. Is what she does first.
I know the night cameras are like black and white, so it's even creepier. Seeing her like that. Like, babe, girl, please just let
just go back to bed.
Just let her go.
Or face the other side. And they too, Daniela and Khalid. What's the problem? Why are you constantly doing it beside Amaka?
The shipping frequency of this Big Brother year is too much. You guys all know what to do.
Please, I'm all for ship, so I don't agree. No, I don't love girl.
But I don't know about that because it's too much.
They've seen how it worked for previous contestants.
They think it's going to work out.
Hermes just win this thing. Hermes will win this
thing. I won't be surprised. I will be happy.
That's all you people care about, apparently.
I will be happy, honestly.
So that you have left the house, they've disqualified you.
Brian has a big chance as well.
Brian is a very good player for me.
Even
right
when
now.
We were talking with Perry on Space, he was like, okay, he sees Bri, like that's his number one first person he's looking at that my win. He said Hermes as well, and he also loves Fina.
Although I don't think Brian will go far though, because you're honestly I don't know who you left your social media accounts to, but they are not doing you good. Let me just
but
tell
I'm constantly
you
seeing his posts on my feed.
You cannot compare Brian's social media pages to Allison's social media pages.
Or even Bella. Bella is constantly in my face.
Jesus, Bella. Like, I don't even follow them. But they are constantly in my face.
You have a game in the house. You got to get
game outside the house too. Yeah, but your social media, like, please, social media handler for Brian. He's a good contestant. Help him. He's helping you with content already in the house. Do your job. I'm begging you.
Lastly, do you think this unholy alliance between Chi Chi and Chomzy is gonna last?
Now unholy.
It's unholy because it's like,
Chi Chi
the other
and Chomzy remind
Chomzy
me
was
of
saying another
Amaka
thing about Chi Chi, and now what is
Chi
all
Chi
this
and
love?
Chomzy remind me of Amaka and Fina. They're like there's an islander and then there's the trenches thing. You know, at the end of the day, whatever alliance you're making, like Doyin said, I hope there's at least a little bit of loyalty in it. You know, because she's up for that's one of the reasons I'm looking forward to doing. I just hope that whatever alliance you're making is actually helping your life in that house.
Exactly.
If not, I'm sorry.
Well, okay, guys, real quick, who do you think will be up for nomination this time?
Honestly, I feel like if the islanders win, that's level one.
Definitely, Emma and Finn are going to go for eviction again.
Definitely. But then again, they have to be like five people.
Yeah, they're part of the five.
Do you think Khalid will be back on the list?
Yes, Khalid. Doyin will be up on the chopping board.
Why?
I don't
because Doyin's
you're supposed to put up
your
strong
contender.
Yeah, actually, yeah, but I do see Chomzy on the chopping block this time around.
Yeah,
and of course I see Chi-Chi.
I agree,
so
and I can
reason
see why as well. I can see Chi-Chi why
if they
as
are
well
smart in level two, they would put Hermes up for eviction.
But
too
the thing is, Hermes has also been able to put himself out there as kind of finding alliance, because whenever they have parties, he talks to them. Like, there's, you see, that's the thing about kind of mixing with the houses. Someone might just save your ass.
Maybe.
Before we go, I just want to let you know we'll be live on the spaces, okay? Saturday and Sunday. Saturday for the party. We're here for the drama, Brownish and I. And on Sunday as well for the eviction night. It's always juicy. And we'll also have most likely one of the evicted housemates on the space. So and if you want to talk,
I just want to throw something out there. Right now, everybody's shouting that beauty, but I'm just saying I'm still a fan. So in case she leaves the house and, you know.
Oh, please. Oh, well, okay.
I mean,
please,
I
bye.